You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Welcome back to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio. I'm Sarah Turner and I'm a flower essence practitioner and a trainer, and my passion is to help share the wisdom of the nature kingdom with as many people as possible. And today I'd like to talk to you about flower essences and using them in the garden. Now, at the time of recording this show, and as I live in England, we are just entering spring. In fact, spring has pretty much happened and the blossom is already open on the trees here in the southeast of England, and many, many plants are fairly advanced in their growth already. So we really are at a time when people are getting outside and looking after their gardens, going to the garden centre, buying plants, sowing seeds and getting ready to spend more time out of doors. So many people use flower essences nowadays for their own emotional health, but have you ever used them for your garden and your plants? Now, this is something that can be really, really useful, and especially if you are somebody who doesn't like to use pesticides on your garden for many, many different reasons. Flower essences can really make a difference, because we all know from our own immunity that when we're well and strong and happy, our immune system is more able to defend itself from any of the bugs or viruses that are going around. It's exactly the same with our plants. When they're strong and healthy and happy, planted in the right place and feel loved and cared for, then they tend to attract the bugs that get onto flowers and plants a lot less. You obviously still need to keep an eye out, but you'll find that your plants, their immune systems are much, much stronger. And this can be done very naturally, very easily, and very inexpensively. And you will love doing it, because there's nothing like taking care of your plants and then seeing them respond with health and vigour. So in this section of the show, I'm going to talk to you about different times that you could use flower essences on your garden. And then I'm going to help you understand how you can use them. It's very, very easy to do. I'm going to talk you through different essences that you might like to try using. And then finally, I'm going to give you some examples from my own experience of how I've used flower essences and the results that I've had, some of my students too. So first of all, when might you use flower essences? Well, some general examples might be if there has been a severe frost, then your flowers may be quite traumatized and in shock. And you're obviously going to know what that looks like, because they wilt and they start to go brown. If you can see this right at the beginning, something like the rescue remedy from the batch essences, or really any of the essences that are combinations that are designed for this purpose, soul support from the Alaskan essences would also work very well, as will pear essence from the spirit in nature essences. So any of these essences that are used for trauma and shock will work really, really well if your plants or flowers have been damaged by frost. The same goes if you've had a storm and maybe some branches have been broken off a tree, or a part of the plant has been damaged by the storm or by weather or by animals. You can also give your plants the rescue remedy or a version of. Similarly, when transplanting and pruning, you can treat your flowers or trees or plants afterwards by using some rescue remedy or a similar essence. Now, how would you do this? And this is the same for any condition. It's very easy to do. You're just going to take your stock bottle, which is the same bottle that you will buy from your local health food shop or online. Many fluorescence producers nowadays you can get hold of them very easily. And you'll most likely get hold of stock. And you can add some drops, let's say a pipette full to a bottle of water, or a couple of pipette fulls to a watering can, and just water around the base of the plant. If the leaves have been affected, or branches higher up, you can also put a pipette full of fluorescences into a mister, and then just spray the plant, or spray the affected area of the plant. And just keep doing that, maybe several times a day, and then down to once a day for a week or so, and you'll most likely see the flower or the plant or the tree respond very vibrantly and very lovingly. It's quite a privilege to see a life force returning in such a way and with so much enthusiasm. So that's how easy it is to do. So the rescue remedies are going to be a wonderful friend to you in the garden, as you're always going to be needing them. Some other essences that you might like to think of are also from the batch system. Walnut essence would work very well when transplanting. Seedlings, or transplanting flowers from one area of the garden to the other. Walnut is all about change and helps us through transitions in life, and is also very protective. So literally, if you're moving tiny seedlings into bigger pots, and they can be very fragile, can't they, at these stages? Or maybe a plant from one pot to another, or from one area of the garden to the other, or perhaps you're even moving and taking a plant or a flower with you. So at this time, you might like to give your plant some walnut to help it with its transition. It will work very, very well. Other essences that you might like to think about: if you've got some seeds that are maybe a little bit old and you want to bring some life, some fertility to them, shall we say, you might like to think of the she-oak from the Australian bush essences. Now, she-oak is a wonderful essence and very well known for actually enhancing fertility in women. And it works because the signature of the she-oak flower, the seed of the she-oak, is very similar to the size of a female ovary, and so has a great affinity with seeds and bringing life forth into the world. So if you have some seeds that you've maybe had for a few years or haven't been kept terribly well, and you want to just give them some loving care before you plant them, then why not spray some she-oak over them, or plant them and then water them with some she-oak, and see if that makes a difference. I think it probably will give them some extra energy, which will allow them to germinate very quickly and then grow into vibrant shoots. So those are some ideas which are very, very easy to use for fluorescences, for flowers in your garden. And some other ideas might also be to use fluorescences in vases for cut flowers in your house. Now, again, it's going to very much depend on the situation around them. If they're a little bit old, or if they haven't been put into water straight away, if they've had a bad journey from the shop to your house, something like that, or they actually come out of your garden and they're not feeling terribly well, again, you can put some rescue remedy in the vase or some walnut just to help them settle in. And you'll probably notice that the cut flowers are going to last a lot longer because you actually have given them some nourishment and nurturance in their water. So I'd also like to share with you a story, for an experience that I had myself a couple of years ago. And if you actually go on to my blog on moonfluorescences.com, you can actually see some photos of this. So a couple of years ago, I was pondering once more as to what flower essences do, and I had a notion to experiment with planting some seeds in my garden and watering one tray with flower essences and the other one without flower essences. Now, I kept this pretty quiet while I was doing it because I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I did document it with some photographs, and here's what happened. So it was in the spring of 2012, and for those of you who remember that spring, it was very cold for a long time. April was cold and cloudy, and we didn't have great weather for flower, the nature kingdom really blossoming and blooming that easily. So what I did was I took two trays in my garden and I put organic peat-free compost in the two separate trays and sat them in the same part of the garden. In fact, they sat next to each other in the garden. The seeds were sown exactly the same time and received exactly the same treatment, watering when they were needed, and I took the covers off the trays during the day and replaced them at night to protect them from snails, because there's plenty of snails in my garden. I also sowed one line of marigold seed in each tray to deter aphids. So the only difference in these two trays was that one was given flower essences and the other one was not. So before I began, let me talk you through the procedure that I went through. Before I began, because we'd had such a cold and sunless winter and early spring, I felt that some vibrancy was needed in the soil. And so I watered one tray with water, which contained an orange calcite gem essence, and the other with water only from a different watering can. And then I left both trays of soil for around a week for the soil to gather energy. Now, I used my intuition quite a lot with this and just kept looking at the soil and picking it up and running it through my fingers and really just tuning in to the soil and seeing how it felt to me. And after about a week, I felt that the soil was ready to receive the seeds. So I then sowed the seeds in each tray at exactly the same time and in the same manner. One tray I then began misting daily with a spray containing the Alaskan Flower Essence Grove Sandwort. Now, Steve Johnson, in his Alaskan Essences book, tells us that Grove Sandwort helps transplanted seedlings establish new routes of communication with the earth. So the misting was done each evening in one of the trays, and to keep the tray that wasn't receiving essences protected from the tray that was, I first covered the tray which didn't receive the essences so that the mist didn't travel to this tray. And once this tray was covered, I misted the earth around the roots of each lettuce and the leaves of the second tray, and then placed the cover on them for the night. And then, at first, to be honest, I didn't expect anything much to happen. Life was busy at the time, and I was a little bit concerned that my care of the lettuce was a little bit minimal. Yet after several weeks, it became very apparent that there was a difference emerging. So then, working quite intuitively, I added a second essence to the mister, and this was from my own range Moonflower Essences, and it's an essence called Pink Camellia. And Pink Camellia is all about allowing our true potential to shine forth in the world, and I felt very intuitively that the lettuce would benefit from this vibration. So I did exactly the same thing, is that I put the covers on the tray that wasn't receiving essences and then misted the tray that was receiving essences, and the difference was noticeable straight away. The essences that were misted were larger, much lusher, and were much more snail resistant. And what was interesting, that the marigolds that were put into the tray and that weren't misted got eaten quite a lot, whereas the marigolds that were in the tray that were misted were hardly eaten and they grew up to be strong and healthy. So everybody that came to visit us, we showed them the trays in the garden and they were really, really surprised at the difference. And we didn't tell them straight away. We used to take them into the garden, say, we'd like to show you our lettuces. Here's the trays. What do you think? What do you think is the difference between the two trays? And most people said things like, well, I think it looks as if you planted them at different times, because we can see in one tray the essences are much larger and much bigger and much healthier. And in the other trays, they're much smaller. So that, and when we explained to them that the only difference was flower essences, everybody was really, really astounded. So I was surprised myself at the differences. And this is my work. This is my passion. And it really, really helped me to see how when we ingest flower essences, there can be huge, huge differences. So I encourage you to experiment. I encourage you to allow the flowers to talk to you and to show you how amazing it is when we take care of them and we add this extra life force through the flower essences into their water or misting them. Now, the other thing that I'd like to tell you about, because again, it's very, very inspiring. I ran a practitioner diploma through my training company, Essentially Flowers. And the students that go through the diploma, one of the tasks they do in one of their modules is to find a plant that lives in their garden or maybe in their house and to treat it with flower essences. And each time I read their modules, I am so humbled and so inspired by the stories that come back of houseplants that feel neglected, that have maybe been put on a windowsill and just watered and not taken very much care of, that are suddenly, I ask my students to sit down and tune into the plant and to find out what the plant would like. Now, this is a huge exercise in trust. And always, always, they get some kind of intuition of what the flower would like or the plant would like. The flower might feel in a certain way, maybe neglected, not looked after terribly well, not sitting in the right place in the house. So listening to these gut feelings, the diploma students move their plants or do what they think they should do, use essences that they feel is right, because by the time they do this exercise, they're already quite experienced as student practitioners. And always, always I hear stories of new leaves appearing, new shoots appearing, flowers or plants or trees that people thought were really well past their best and maybe not going to live very long, returning to life. Sometimes it takes some time. You need trust and faith. And it's often after several weeks that you start to see the difference. And then all of a sudden you see the plant or the flower or the tree burst into life with much, much more vibrancy than before. So I encourage you to look around you in your house or your garden and look for some flowers or some trees and some plants that are maybe not as happy as they have been before, or just lack some vibrancy, and just go and sit in your garden and sit next to them one day and just ask the plants how they're feeling. Tune into them. Don't try too hard, and maybe just sit there one day in the sunshine with a cup of tea and just wait for some thoughts to pop into your head, because this will be the plant communicating to you. It might be something which is really quite random that you weren't expecting, and if this is the case, then it is probably a great sign that it is the plant speaking to you. And then the most important thing is that you take action on this and you trust your intuition. It could be to do with helping them with flower essences, or it could literally just be moving them to a new part of the garden, or removing some of their branches, putting them in a new pot, giving them more water, less water, some plant food, or just generally sometimes visiting them more often and spending time with them and sitting with them and telling them how beautiful they are and how much love they bring to you and your garden. The plant spirits really, really respond to this kind of treatment. So I encourage you to talk to your plants, literally, and to the trees and the flowers in your garden, and you will see how lovingly they respond to you. And the last story that I'd like to share with you, again, comes via my flower essence diploma. And in one of the modules, the students take a flower essence from the Alaskan range, which is called Green Bells of Island. Now, quite a few of the essences in the Alaskan range connect us back to the nature kingdom, connect us back to the heart of the elemental and Devic kingdom. And the Green Bells of Island is one of these essences. And I took it, first of all, quite a few years ago, and found myself spending more time in my garden, and it was actually while taking Green Bells of Island, and I didn't realise it actually till afterwards, that I made one of my very first flower essences. And it, again, it was done quite intuitively with some Nicotiana plants that I had in my garden, and they asked me to put them into a circle and to place a bowl of water in the middle of the circle and to make the essence. And it was really a very, very beautiful experience, and the essence went on to help quite a few people for quite a few years. So in that case, I remember listening to these plants and literally just doing what they were asking me to do. And it was only afterwards, while I was journaling, looking back at what I had been doing and keeping track of my own thoughts and emotions and the essences that I was taking, that I saw that the flower, the Green Bells of Ireland flower essence had been very key in this process. Now, what Green Bells of Ireland does specifically is helps us connect back to the heart of nature. It's a lovely, lovely essence for birthing this new part of ourselves into the world and really, really connecting back to the green Devic energies. And what I find on the diploma is when the participants of the diploma reach this particular module, everything changes. And all of a sudden, people start to experience this, the work that they're doing as student flower essence practitioners, in a different way. They all of a sudden, on some level, usually quite subtle, but as we all know, the subtle is usually very profound, start to really get and understand that they're working with an intelligence that is far, far stronger and more vibrant than we ever dreamed possible, and that they are indeed communicating with the nature kingdom. And it's at this point when lives can change track, businesses suddenly evolve in ways that people hadn't expected them to, names of businesses suddenly come forward that reflect their love of the nature kingdom and their own unique connection to it. So Green Bells of Ireland, if that sounds like something that you would like to do, then I encourage you to go and have a look at the Alaskan range. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's programme. I really enjoyed sharing with you the flower essences that can help you in your garden. And I'd love to hear your stories of how flower essences have helped you, either personally or in your garden. So please come along to the Natural Health Radio blog, leave a comment on the Nature Connections blog, and I'd be most happy to answer any of your questions. If you want to leave me a question or respond to how you have enjoyed today's programme, or indeed any of the Nature Connections programmes. I will be back next week once more and talking to another guest on the Nature Connections show who has a passion and deep connection to nature, and sharing with you some more flower essences that can help you take your life and your healing practice further forward in today's world. So until then, I wish you a lovely spring week and many blessings from myself, as always, and the Nature Kingdom. Bye-bye.